Hi, it's Rebecca. I want to share with you my thoughts on why there are so many different opinions and diverse points of view on what's going on the planet right now. My theory is it's because there are so many different levels of consciousness operating in human beings. And I've discovered that there are levels of consciousness. We can call them different things: the mortal mind, the beta consciousness. Your brain is vibrating at a certain frequency. The masses of people that live on the planet are basically vibrating at the beta level of consciousness throughout most of their day. When we go to sleep at night, we go down into the alpha, beta levels of consciousness, 12 cycles per second, 7 cycles, even lower, down into delta, 3 cycles per second. But if you're operating strictly from the beta level of consciousness during your waking hours, chances are you just believe in the three-dimensional world and you feel like you can't escape what is going on around you because you're going to be a victim of it. You're going to be affected by it. You're going to be part of the mass consciousness because that's how you view the world. I know I used to think like that. I didn't realize that there were other levels of consciousness that you could tap into. Higher realms that are eternal, that have always been there, that will always be there. And you can actually free yourself from fear and negative thinking once you find these other realms of consciousness. That's why I started teaching about consciousness back in 2004. I taught people how to go down to that alpha level of consciousness on command using the techniques of Jose Silva, because they were very, very effective. And people can go down to that alpha level of consciousness and theta on command, and they can correct problems. You can get rid of fear. You don't have to be living in constant fear that something terrible is going to happen to you, because the mystics have figured it out for us. They've told us over and over again throughout the ages that your thoughts are what you manifest in your experience. So if you don't like what your experience is, don't change the outer world, change what's happening within you. And that way you'll have a different experience. The universe will come along and transform things for you. It might take certain people out of your life and put other people in it. It might move you to a different location. You might find yourself attracting some sort of work experience that is vital to your growth and does something beneficial to other people. And that's how it works. I mean, it's not an outside job, it's an inside job. And if you really want to know what's driving this fear and panic and depression and thinking that we have no control over our experience, it's basically a level of consciousness that we can snap out of once we find the way to do it. I'm not saying it's that easy. Usually humans have to suffer a lot to find the way out, but this is a perfect opportunity if you're suffering to find a different level of consciousness where you can free yourself and live a much more harmonious experience and get rid of that fear. Perfect love casts out fear.